tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, nobody else knows this dance? No. Okay, I'm just gonna do this by myself.
You see me, hate me, but it ain't no lie.
Karma, bye, bye, bye. Oh, I said it! I said it! I went there!
Too soon!
Sorry.
You were so ready with that.
I had to do it. All right. Hey there, Baking It fans. Thank you for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 7, Date Expectations. Of Baking It. In the studio, we have Bailey DeYoung. Cortez is trying to make us laugh. Yeah, that's a little loud, Cortez.
Y'all know I love Bailey. Get over it.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm Sterling Cates, and back this week because he's been a little slacker. Cortez was G-Wise.
Yeah!
Hello, everyone.
To be fair, Cortez was a ghost for Halloween last week.
I really was. Did you really see the light behind Katie on the picture? Like, come on.
Yeah,
that was kind of a creepy comment. It creeped me out when I saw that. I was like, oh, no.
But I feel special. Thank you guys for tweeting me and asking me where I... Yeah. That could not come out. But hey, who else do we have here? Katie.
I'm Kylie.
You. I mean, Kylie.
Cortez does not even know his co-host name. He's been gone that long. And we have the lovely Roya Tahiri.
Woohoo! Yep, that's me. Not in panda suit this time.
Yeah.
Two minutes in and we just got done introing. Yeah. We're doing good.
All right, so what did you guys think of this episode?
I think it was great. It was almost like I was looking at, like, what's the stories? The soap opera?
Days of Our Lives,
something like that.
Children's Hospital. Wait, is there Children's Hospital?
Children's Hospital is because it's their high school.
So Bailey, I think this episode, or at least part of it, was filmed the day we came. Roy and I came to set and interviewed you guys.
Yes,
because you're wearing the same outfit.
Yeah,
so that was pretty cool.
Hey,
to see.
It's like we were there.
Yeah, it's like we were kind of there, but not really. Awesome. So that was kind of cool.
We walked through. We didn't even know what we were walking through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what's going on that day.
Explains why the bed was messed up. You know, because of the love scene before
and Reagan, and
Amy's room. Yeah,
just is it Reagan?
Reagan.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into this episode, and then at the end we'll talk to Bailey about everything going on in her world. So we start out. Karma wants to do a girls' night with Amy, but Amy's kind of already putting Karma off to the side to focus on little Ray Ray.
Ray Ray, that's the nickname.
But yeah, like she's doing what she needs to be doing,
right?
Which is like finding herself and getting over Karma.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And she can't keep including Karma and all these plans if she's still in love with her. She can't figure out if she's in love with her or not if she's always around.
Yep.
Yeah. I learned she's a good bowler. Without Karma, I would never know that.
You know?
I mean, without Karma?
Well, the more you know. But then we learn that Amy has met all of Reagan's friends. They went bowling together. Amy and Reagan are moving pretty serious. They've talked about how they like each other. They have feelings for each other. So Amy is lying to everyone else, all of her friends, about where her and Reagan stand in this relationship.
I was thinking about Karma, how like she's just trying to. I think with Amy trying to move on, and Karma is like in a predicament. Like, okay, well, I didn't give her what she wanted. And she's trying to move on, and she just wanted attention. So that's the main thing. She just wants attention.
Karma.
So the end of Karma. Mm-hmm. She just wants attention, and Amy's not giving it to her, so she is heated.
Cool. Liam even makes a comment that anytime Amy's on a date with Reagan, he has a date with Karma.
Yeah.
True.
So Karma's trying to fill her time of Amy with Liam.
Oh.
I think Karma just wants to be wanted and feeds off of that.
That's
just
true.
Likes that attention. Yeah. Like knowing that someone loves you. I mean, you know. She's been like that for the whole first season as well.
Oh, yeah, the whole first season, yes.
Bailey, what team are you for? Are you for Reagan and Amy, or are you Karma and Amy?
Are you Karma?
This is you, not
Are you
Lauren.
Karma or are you Raimi? I saw that on Twitter.
Is it Raimi?
Yeah, I think
the waitress.
Well, I really like Yvette.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So I don't want to miss Yvette because I like Yvette.
Yes.
But I think a big piece too is that if Amy brings Karma around Reagan, Reagan is going to see that Amy has feelings for Karma.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want Reagan to know that because she likes Reagan, but she loves Karma.
Right. And I think she still needs time to get over her feelings for Karma, yeah. If she can get over them. But she needs Karma to not be in the situation.
I don't know.
To figure that out.
Karma's very territorial.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though.
As we learn.
Mm-hmm. I like Mike and Ice, but I still share with people. And I love ice cream, but I won't share that with people.
But the problem with Karma is that she's also her ex-girlfriend, and even though it was fake girlfriend, it was real love to Amy.
Right.
And so you can casually bring up friends to a new relationship, but it's different. Like, bringing up an ex is not cool, really, ever.
Right.
So
especially
it's
on
a
one of your
line.
First dates. It's like, oh, this is my best friend, but also my ex, and we broke up, like, 2 weeks ago.
Right. Right. That's a
date.
Lot of
well,
explanation.
Well, that's like the first time she's meeting all of the friends. But she wasn't even knowing that she was meeting him.
But they weren't together in the first place. I kind of wish that Amy would have told her earlier, though. Because
they would have built trust.
Yes.
But that's very scary.
Who needs trust in a relationship, guys? Who needs that?
But then we have Shane and Duke, so they're still hooking up in secret, because Duke is not out yet. But Shane, like, is a very public person. He wants to be able to go out and, you know, hold hands or make out with this guy in public and everyone know about it. But but Duke is not on the same page with that.
Not at all.
I think it's interesting that Shane is so willing to continually pursue Duke, even though he keeps saying, like, Duke is everything that Shane is not
right
for. Because he's like, I don't like people that aren't out. I think it's a mess. But, oh, for you... That's different, so.
When you know, you know.
Do you think if Duke came out that Shane would still want Duke?
Good question.
I think so.
Oh,
right?
why does that look?
She's, yeah. I Bailey had a look at her.
It's really
fun
to hear you guys.
That was a camera.
No, Bailey, think that Shane really likes him. It's not just like... that he can't get him or that it's complicated. I think he likes
more than Lauren's friend. What was his name? Because I forgot because I don't care for his character.
Pablo.
Anymore. Pablo, yeah.
Pablo. Don't care for him.
I
can't be bothered with
that. Yeah.
But more than Pablo?
Pablo just got annoying. Those wolves.
So
don't feed him.
So Shane suggests to Duke this group hang, which I've never heard of this term before. If you guys have planned group hangs before?
I call them hangouts.
Yeah.
We're, let's hang out. Yeah. Let's like all hang out.
Yeah. Together. Just all hang out.
Sounds awful.
That's what I was going to say.
We're a group, but let's hang.
I was set up on a blind date with my husband, and the people who were setting us up, they really wanted it to be a group thing, because they were like, that'll be so awkward if it's just you and him, and I'm like, no, you know what's awkward? A group watching us all meet for the
first time.
That's more awkward.
That is
like,
more
the only
awkward.
Thing more awkward than a blind date is like, or an awkward date is like a group awkward date for everyone just to watch each other be uncomfortable.
Yeah, because everyone knows what's going on. It's kind of like, oh, are they hitting it off?
Yeah,
that, you have more eyes on like what's happening as opposed to just focusing on that one person.
Yeah.
And you know, friends at group hangs are never like really on your side. They're always like being a little obnoxious, like your mom is when you bring your first boyfriend home and they're like, ooh, you're so handsome. It's like, mom, like, don't do that right here.
By telling stories. Yeah, telling stories and all that.
Do you think that Shane suggested this group hang for to kind of set Duke up to come out, or do you think he really just wanted to meet him to like be in public with him?
He already met his friends, so it's not to meet his friends. The only one he hasn't met is Amy and Karma.
Yeah, and so you think he was kind of setting him up?
I think it was selfish.
Yeah,
no, I think it was selfish. I just think he was thinking of himself. He was only thinking of Shane. I don't think he was trying to think about.
But for what reason? To have Duke be like, this is my arm candy? Or is it, which means pulling him out of the closet? Or
I don't think it had nothing to do with pulling him out of the closet until he actually spoke with him after the restaurant.
See, that's I feel differently. I thought it was he was trying to show, because he kind of, he hints at it. He's like, look at how accepting my friends are. I think he was trying to ease Duke into the idea of coming out.
Right. That, like accelerating the process. These people won't judge you if you come out.
Yeah. Maybe but, not right that second, but like, come on, you need to come out.
So
right.
Is that why you think Shane really likes
Duke?
Is that why I think he likes him? Yeah. I think he likes him just because
it's a challenge.
I mean, I think it's just that thing. Like, you like who you like.
It's the chemistry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the chemistry. Okay. But I think that the point of the group hang for Shane was that he wants Duke to feel comfortable and realize, like, you don't need to be scared, you don't like it. And so I think he was saying, look, you can be out and safe here.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely true. And I also think that Shane likes the challenge of, you know, someone who's in the closet and kind of like, he can help you, I can help you do this thing, you know, and that'll be a really important thing for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's all about the chase.
Yeah, all about the chase.
He's yeah. I mean, we all know people that are all about the chase. Ugh. And then like
it's exhausting.
It's like you're tired or something, you get it and you're bored. Anti-productive.
Then you go find something new. That's a new production. New productiveness.
Mm-hmm. So then Shane kind of goes around to get everyone involved in this group hang, goes to Karma and is like, you need to show this Reagan girl that, you know, get involved with that relationship, that you're the best friend, blah blah blah. And Karma's all in for it. Because she's, like, suspicious about why she hasn't met Reagan yet.
Because doesn't Shane tell her in the cafeteria that she's the lesbians can be territorial?
Yeah.
Which is also mentioned in the first season, too. And
yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we've heard that before.
Yeah.
With Shane.
Shane must have a beef with lesbians. Except these two lesbians.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's definitely pushing Karma to meet Reagan, but it's for his own benefits of this group hang can happen. And saying, just show up at the restaurant, show up at the date, and let's make it a group thing. But so Karma's in. Liam wasn't in when he suggested it, though.
No, he was not. No.
Liam, I feel like Liam is such a good boyfriend, or at least in this episode, because he's like he does something with her that he doesn't want to do, which is like kind of nice. It's like a little give and take in the relationship. But then like he has a level head, and he's trying to be blind to the fact that Karma can't let go this attention she was getting from Amy, but like he's out at the same time, like it gets to a point where he's like, I need to bring this to her attention.
Right. Yeah.
He reminds me of a puppy on a leash. Like, he's so cute and sweet, and he'll go wherever she says, but then obviously pull too tight or pull too much, he'll bark back at you. And
right. And we see that a little later in that.
So he's a little bit whipped, but he's not getting anything.
I was just sitting here thinking, because of what you just said about Liam, like I see a lot of the characters are like maturing. So I can really, like, see Faking It going into, like, a college series kind of story.
Faking It goes to college.
Yeah. I can really see it going that way because I see the maturity in, like, every character so far.
And Liam is kind of like a puppy on the leash, but at the same time, he slept with her best friend. So he, like, has every...
Right, he put himself on the leash.
Right, he, like, needs to be there. He's okay with
you
that.
Think so? Mm-hmm.
I think so. I mean, he feels guilty about that stuff.
And then we think we're away from that whole... fear, but it comes back at the dinner
with Reagan. Yeah, but so first, so before we get to the group hang sesh, I don't know, is that what the kids are calling it these days? There's Theo and Lauren, and Theo is at the locker on the phone, and he says, "I need more time." Whatever that means, whatever his secret is,
I gotta go.
Need more time. Lauren comes up to ask to have an honest conversation. You're the most honest person. You
direct.
Are.
Very direct.
Most direct person.
What are we doing?
On the show. Like, what are we doing? Which is, I feel like in high school for me was like one of the hardest things. Like, what are we doing? Where does our relationship stand? Like, what's happening here?
I was like, Lauren, look, girl, which one? What are we doing? I was direct.
This episode bothered me when it came to Theo. Because I thought we were going to get a little more resolution.
And
as
we got
to,
nothing.
Yeah. It just let out more because he says, it seemed like he maybe was going to get deep and be like, this is why I don't want to be your boyfriend. And then he took her on the date anyway, and then they just kind of like played around with it. And she was like, all right, well, you're not giving me the attention I want, so I'll try and leave with Duke. You know, exactly. It was just, I wanted more from Theo.
Lauren wants a man.
She wore those pants. Man. She does wear the pants. She wears the pants in life, though. Like, Lauren gets what Lauren wants, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Bailey, were you like that in high school? Like, Lauren's character would be not extreme. Not, like, evil stepsister.
And now you're the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, like, were you direct with guys? Were you
aggressive?
Were you, like, aggressive, thank you.
No. Could not have been farther. I didn't even have, like, a real boyfriend until I was a junior. And even then, like, what are we doing was more like, so I'm just gonna stalk you and then I'll see you walk around the corner bump into me. Like, it was not
sucker yes and no, that kind
yeah
of stuff.
Totally no.
Wow,
but I admire that about her. I think that's awesome, like, not playing any games, just mm-hmm. answer the question, what are we doing.
Cool.
Now, I wish more people were like that, right?
Yeah. Don't they call it I've heard define the relationship,
DTR.
Yeah,
DTR.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Sometimes that would be good. Sometimes
I thought it was down to roll.
No, no, roll. We'll explain this DTR. After the after show.
Down to roll. Oh, okay.
Were you going to ask something about that?
Yeah. So Theo's secret. There's been some talks about what it could be. Some people are saying he's an undercover cop or something like that. What do you guys think his secret is? I mean, I kind of just right now thought of maybe he's a reporter, like Never Been Kissed kind of reporter. Goes back. That's more realistic than him being a cop. I mean, maybe we'll see how he becomes.
How can he be a cop in high school?
I mean,
they've done movies like that.
No.
You know, no. Last week he was part of our predictions.
Yeah.
I predicted that he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, yeah, like you said, people on YouTube, they were saying someone thought he might be a cop. Someone else thought he might, what was the other one? We were talking about both of them. Right?
Transgender?
Yep, someone thought he might be transgender, which would be...
Or intersex, just like Lauren.
Yes, just like Lauren. That's what they said, that he would be just like Lauren, which that would be really fascinating.
Yeah. I don't think he's gay anymore, because he definitely is... We didn't learn much about him this episode, but we did learn that he is interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think someone else suggested that he might be bi.
I said that.
Oh.
I was just about to say that again.
There you go. I think that's also...
What do you think, Bailey?
You will find out, though.
Okay,
soon? Sooner rather than later.
Or season 3.
No, you'll find out in this season. Oh, okay. And it's shocking.
Shocking.
Of course, shocking. There's something not right. I mean, when we first meet him,
no, there's
like,
something not right.
Because it's like, oh, I'm here because my dad had sex with dead people. Like, off the bat, that's very strange.
Yeah.
You see how we got that shock about the squircle thing when he got into the car?
Yeah.
When Liam got into the car in the first season, I think there's gonna be something like with that along with Theo, like something like out of like something out of the box, like he's doing something with.
What's funny is I think my reaction was more when Amy had sex with Liam. That was more of a bigger reaction than when Liam got into the car.
Right?
Is that the reaction you're talking about for what we find out what the secret is,
or that Theo's involved in that stuff?
Maybe like he may be involved with Squirkle or something with his family or some sort, because you notice the first person we saw him in the scene with was Liam.
Yeah, he's been trying buddy buddy with Liam.
Hmm.
Right.
Interesting. All right, let's talk about the group hang at Communal.
Stressful.
Where it's community and you share and it's
what's
communal.
It
it's communal.
Okay.
And you know, it's like communal.
But do you get the table to yourself?
But it's communal.
Oh, okay.
So we get this big old table by ourselves? Just us?
No, it's communal quartet.
Anyway, so the whole gang crashes Amy's date with Reagan, and it's very obvious from the beginning, and this whole episode really, that Amy hasn't talked to Reagan at all about any of her friends, especially Karma. And she was... And earlier in the episode, she told Karma that she's talked about her all the time, like, she knows all about you. So, you know.
What about that makeout session with Reagan and Karma? Or Amy.
What?
Amy.
The very beginning of the
Before we go into the thing, like...
Steamy.
That was more steamy than her and Karma.
Yeah.
It makes sense because Karma isn't a lesbian.
That's...
So, even at the beginning, Karma was always the one kissing her first and like kind of being the aggressor in that case.
That's true. This is true. I mean, I don't know. It's two lesbians making out. They like each other. It makes a little more sense.
Captain Obvious.
I did see on Twitter during the episode that people were tweeting about that. They were like, I wish we had more Karmi kisses, as many as we're getting with... What did I say? Raimi?
Raimi.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Twitter says the funniest things.
Twitter.
But so Karma takes Amy aside because she realizes that Reagan has no idea who Karma is. She even calls her Carmen. So that's like a sure sign that she has no idea who you are.
Yeah.
But Amy says, oh, like, what do you want me to tell her, that I was in love with you? And Karma, it looks like that kind of took Karma by surprise because she was like, "You was in love with me." Mm-hmm. So that was
interesting.
Said was.
So I don't know. How do you guys think Karma is acting in this
childish?
Situation? I was so irritated with Karma, but like the fact that she even said you were in love with me, it's like, come on, girl. Obviously, she's trying to get over you. Don't hang up on things like that.
Right.
Yeah. Ugh. And she's so irritated.
She's like, we got to put our friendship first, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the same time, Amy is letting this relationship with Karma and Liam happen, giving them their space, blah, 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 at least for what we can see, because she's distracted by Reagan and she has this other option. And so it's really selfish for Karma to not let her pursue that.
Totally. I remember in high school that being a really big thing, obsessing with your girlfriends who get in relationships and being like, put your friends first. You're always with your boyfriend now. Yeah, so I wonder, I feel like in adulthood, everything sort of evens out a little bit.
Well, there's a limit, though. There's a limit. With that, there are a lot of friends that will go out and with their boyfriends 24/7 and can't step away and hang out with their friends. And then there's, as you get a little older, hopefully that you do things together.
But this is different.
Yeah, it's all about balancing.
And this is different.
They don't know that yet.
No, this is different though. You had your best friend liking you, like in love with you. This is totally different than just y'all are friends. And then
that's true.
Is you love that attention and you love the fact that she loved you.
Yeah.
And she's not loving you no more, so you mad.
You mad.
You mad. She mad. Stay mad.
To move. She needs to move past.
Meanwhile, we have Lauren trying to get all of Theo's like medical history, family history. It's like important things to know.
And was it an app? Nope. Okay.
Keeping note of all of his background. But then while that's happening, Reagan brings up, she notices Liam and she's like, oh, I know where I know you from. You're the son of the Squirkle people, and I know you from that party, which Amy was at.
So I was yelling, too. I was like, no, like, I was really trying to, like, not get her to tell where she knew Liam from.
I wonder how much she heard about that at that party. If she heard Amy go, I'm pregnant with his baby.
And Well, the thing is Karma doesn't know that Amy was even at that party existed. Like, so that's a lie in itself that she was even there. Because Reagan was like, because that's when Karma walked up and Karma's like, what are you talking about? You've never met Liam, like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, yeah. Reagan said, Amy, remember at the party that you and Liam were at? And, like, we were all there and... So it's just kind of...
I thought the beans were going to be spilled. Yeah. I thought that was the moment when Karma was going to find out that Amy and Liam did the dirty deed.
That would have been amazing right there.
Yeah.
Everyone.
In front of everybody.
Uh-huh. Oh. Bailey, I have a question for you. Can you watch the show, like, knowing how it ends or how it's going to go? Do you even know? Because I know, like, some shows I've interviewed, I think, from the originals, she didn't even know, like, what was happening in another scene. If she didn't watch the show.
Well, I mean, I read the scripts, like, from start to finish. So I know, but I'm not there on the days that they film them. Mm-hmm. So when I watch the show, I usually only watch each episode once. Mm-hmm. And when I watch the other scenes, it's like, oh, I've never seen this before. And they're really good. And I like Shane.
Right.
Like, it's like I'm watching. But I do know, depending on when you catch us, like, because we filmed the whole second season, I know the finale.
Oh.
But, like, the last time it came, I don't think I knew more than two episodes ahead just because we were still, like, filming.
So, okay.
But I don't know about the back order. I don't know what you think.
So 10 episodes, does that mean that this is the entire second season?
No,
or is this, like, a mid-season finale?
It's like a mid-season finale. We'll come back with 10 more.
So we're still season 2 when we come back.
Right. Wowza. Yeah.
So and when will it come back? Do you know?
2015.
A long time away. Sometime in that year.
Sometime in 2015.
You heard it first, guys. Yeah.
Breaking news.
After those exclusive. So then back to the group head.
Sesh.
going back to Shane and Duke. Shane was, first of all, not very discreet about, you know, you can't keep saying my trainer. Just say it's like a friend. That's way less suspicious than for Duke. You know what I mean? Like, why would you ever bring your trainer to a group
meeting? Yeah.
Instead of just another friend.
Yeah.
People bring me everywhere. What do you mean?
Whatever, Cortez.
No, I can see that. I mean, but at the same time, it's like, come on, Duke. Like, everyone knows he's gay. Like, so obviously, they're going to automatically think that you're gay, too.
Yeah, if you're rolling with
shame. But that was so dope how Lauren just threw it out there, though. I was like, what?
She just knows everything.
That was so dope. Yeah. I was like, obviously. I was like, oh.
So Shane starts hitting on the waiter, and that's when that kind of Duke's like, okay, well, if you're gonna do that, then I. And then he turns to Lauren and starts hitting on her, and that kind of pisses Theo off. So then we see that Theo does really like her. So
this, right, this waiter was very forward
The webs we
that doesn't mean he likes her.
Huh?
I don't. That doesn't mean he's like
that. Theo got defensive.
He's a guy. No, it's gonna. if I bring someone out on a date and then another guy tries to take her from me, of course I'm gonna be like, okay, defensive. That doesn't mean I really like her.
Oh, because your pride.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes.
Bailey, what do you think about that situation?
About her flirting with Duke?
The everything, like Theo's side, Lauren's side. I mean,
I think she's a genius because tap into jealousy and you'll find out if someone likes you real quick. But yeah, you're right. I think with guys, it could just be like, excuse me, like, you do not, like, I brought her here. I'm paying for her. You don't, you know. Right. But it could also be that he really likes her.
I don't see that.
Well, I was like waiting for her to be like, and here's a spoiler.
But I mean, if he, there's obviously something keeping him from like fully giving in to her. Obviously, there's something up. But whether or not it's his feelings or whatever, we don't know yet. But if he didn't like her, don't you think when she says you can be my boyfriend that he would have like been like, I don't want to be
I remember our conversation.
No, because he's bisexual and he's just trying to have a girlfriend to, you know, cover up the fact that he's
playing all
Leo.
The fields.
Come on. No, and last episode, it definitely seemed like he was interested, or at least that he cares about her.
Yeah, the last episode where when she you was, were like, on super high ecstasy. On ecstasy and he like saves the day. You're like, you know, eating clothes in a closet or whatever.
Good times.
Memories. Good time. I mean, if he, something from his heartstrings had to have pulled him to go get her.
Right, exactly. So back to the table, the hang. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to call
The hang.
Reagan and Karma are definitely just getting like more and more territorial. Like who knows Amy the most, blah, blah, blah. So it is very competitive with them. And that leads to her allergic reaction because of the whole kale situation.
The peanut.
Yeah, peanut oil and the kale, whatever it is. But anyways, moral of the story is that Karma holds her EpiPen or has it on her. Mm-hmm. And so like they're that's obviously friendship. Very close. Yeah, that's friendship. That's love.
That's weird. She brought it with her on a date.
She probably keeps it on her.
She probably keeps it. I know. Yeah.
That was a mom move, you know? Yeah.
Oh, she was so calm.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think it's the first time she's done that.
Yeah, exactly. As a best friend, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that kind of hits Reagan, and she's like, there's obviously something going on. Like, I don't, you know, and she just leaves.
Poor Reagan.
Yeah.
I liked her.
I know. Well, she leaves, and then Lauren's like, it's like she's your ex or whatever, and then Lauren says she's kind of an ex or whatever, thinking everyone knew, but that's kind of when Reagan had enough.
That was straight Lauren for real. That was like, that's almost.
Yeah, do you think she really had that? No. I think she knew.
I think she was just trying to stir things up.
Yeah.
At first, I thought Reagan was going to be pissed that they were faking it and that whole moral, but then it wasn't that. It was just that Amy actually had real feelings for Karma.
You know what I like, though, about Lauren is the fact that even after your secret came out, you still don't mind, like, putting other people's business out there. Like, not even worried about somebody can say, well, you're so-and-so, so-and-so. And then, you know, you just just be ready.
Well, they gave me their word they wouldn't.
Well.
You never gave anyone their
word.
Right,
exactly. You didn't give any word. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
nice.
She was vulnerable for maybe 2 seconds.
What did you guys think of Reagan's reaction? Do you think it was very just called for, or do you think she overreacted by storming out like that?
If it was me, I would have stayed there and got a little bit more information because she was trying to explain. But at the same time, I would have a little bit uneasy not being the person at the table that did not know that whether they were faking it or not. Like, come on.
I think her reaction was justified just because this whole thing is huge, and Amy kept that
and it was too soon. Mm-hmm. It was too soon. But would you have your ex meet your other ex, even if you guys are friends? No.
Meet your current.
Not right away. Yeah. And Amy was trying to keep her at bay.
2 weeks.
And Karma.
Though.
2 weeks. No, not at 2 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's way too soon. Like, I wouldn't even start talking about exes until 3 weeks. I don't know. Like, 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
One more week, this would have been fine.
In the grand scheme of relationships, they're all different. I can't, like, put a number on it. It just feels too soon.
Yeah. I never talk about my ex in front of my wife.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a married man. Does she know about them, though?
Yeah, she knows. Every time she brings them up, I just like, oh, okay, I'm going to be quiet.
Does she know their names and, like, the reasons why you broke up? Like, have you explained that to them?
Oh, yeah. Sure? Yeah, she knows. Okay. But I only explain it once, and then after that, I don't bring anything else up.
Sure.
That's smart.
If you see a movie, you'd be like, oh, ex-girlfriend used to love this movie. Like, that would be stupid.
I kind of felt like I was just talking to God kind of stuff when he came in. I was like...
It is Sean.
Sean, the engineer that no one can see.
I know, right?
In his own little booth.
But that does make sense. I would not just be like, Well,
and you have to remember, Reagan asked her, when do I get to meet your friends?
Mm-hmm.
She told her nothing. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, here's my friend. Also, by the way, she's also the person that I was in love with. There's just a lot of like,
yeah,
mistrust.
It's too much at one time.
It's a lot of context to fill someone in on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably super overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I think Karma should have been the one to leave.
Not show up.
Well, sure. Karma has a lot of pride, just like Theo has for Lauren in this situation. She's not going to just leave her because she's the closest to Amy and she wants to win this battle.
You remember when Amy called Karma a parrot? Like a, what was it, the sex parrot? And all she talks like, neom, 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 neom. Like all she does is...
Oh, yeah, she doesn't like that, yeah.
This entire, like, the dinner was... It reminded me of that parrot scene when Amy called her that.
She was fighting for that Amy, baby.
Katie, in that scene, Karma was wearing, like, this long dress and this, like, fierce ponytail. And when she got up to run after Amy for one take, her dress, like, swirled around like a cape, and it was like... And we were like, whoa! On a mission.
That's so funny.
Oh, gosh.
But this part when Reagan walks out is when we first see Liam kind of reaching his limit with what's going on with Amy and Karma. He's like, Amy needs to run after her. Can't you tell that she's really into Reagan? And I really liked that moment for Liam because he was defending Liam, but also defending Amy, but also...
He was saying everything we were thinking.
Right, exactly.
As we're watching it. Like, go after her! What are you doing?
Right. And she's needed, like, Karma
needed
to be told those things for a while.
Yeah.
Say it again?
Karma needed someone to tell her these things for a while. Like, she just doesn't understand that not everything is about her. She can't always put her foot in things and fix it. Like, just, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not supposed to be involved, then don't be involved.
Right. Exactly. And so Amy does run after Reagan, which I was very happy she did. Mm-hmm. And even in... And Reagan's like, I can't have this girl who's... What was the line that she said about, like, Karma lurking in the background? And she's, like, lurking in the background. That was so funny. But Amy said, yes, like, this is true. Like, Karma is my past, but you're my future. You know, like, tear.
Yeah.
Tear.
I really liked how Amy stood up to Karma.
Yes. Yeah.
That was the part. That was...
You don't like that?
No, it's just, it was sad.
It was a little sad.
It was sad, but necessary.
But I saw, like, that look in Amy's face, like, I'm ready to move on, and you cannot give me what I want, so therefore, you're making it worse.
Mm-hmm. Move. I like the line that Reagan said that was, life's too short to chase... What was it? Life's too short to chase someone who's chasing someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like... Preach, sister, friend.
You like you've been through that before.
That was real. That was really real.
Sterling's tearing up in the mouth.
Like, that hit hard.
I thought it was the eyelash. You're crying for it.
Yeah, just crying a little bit.
I thought maybe the secret might spill out at this moment, too, mm-hmm. when they talked about the party, and then Karma was in the background. I was like,
oh!
In the scene, you know, like in the sneak peek, we see Karma walking fierce, like, what? I need to talk to you. It's like, oh, maybe she knew the secret, and it wasn't. Another
tease. And we were all wrong about when that secret was going to come out, because I said it was supposed to be last week.
Yeah.
You guys said, like, a few weeks ago. So.
I think I said 5 weeks, didn't I? didn't I?
You were week 5. I think you and I were 4. Week 4. She's like, you're going to be waiting 4 hours.
Joke's on you. Guys, we have 10 episodes. Oh, that would be...
Joke's on us. Maybe number 10.
Gotta build 11, the suspense.
8.
So then Duke and Shane have a talk about, you know, Shane's just like, you can come out, like, blah, blah, blah. Well, these are safe people to come out to, but... Duke makes very clear that his MMA fighting career is kind of more important than that to him right now. Yep. And it has been his whole life.
Yep.
So, I mean...
I don't think that's going to turn out Shane's favor.
Yeah. You don't think so? No. You don't think they'll last?
No.
Say it again?
I don't think this will turn out well for Shane.
I disagree.
That guy... Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is going to turn out... Because I see, like, everyone maturing. I also see how when he said that... Shane makes him feel like he wants to come out or, you know, break his goal of what he did, try to be that fighter. But when Shane looked up, I saw like the look in Shane's face, like, okay, maybe I can, you know, give it a little bit of time, live it a little bit more time and be patient with
it. But
him.
We saw that look with Pablo. Yeah.
No, I don't, that's a little different.
I think Duke has some kind of outside force that will really make us realize, besides the MMA fighting thing and the mm-hmm. sponsors, I think his father is going to be a huge thing against their relationship.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we end the episode with Liam finally standing up to Karma, and it's kind of, he says, he tells her maybe Amy isn't the one who needs to move on. And for the first time, Karma kind of hears maybe this isn't just all Amy who has feelings. Like, maybe you have something here. That's what I got from that. Maybe not that she has feelings, but obviously that she is still attached to their faking it scheme. You know?
This could be.
So I guess we'll have to see, but we end on that.
Yeah.
All right, so well, before we get into... Should we get into predictions before we talk to the
others? No, let's talk
first. Yeah, let's talk first. But first, guys, please go on iTunes, rate and review us. We are here every week. We love bringing in awesome guests and having these shows every week. So, and keep up the YouTube comments and tweeting us. We love talking to you guys. So, thank you so much.
Yes. That. And we also have a new contest. We're going to have the cast, when they come in, sign this AfterBuzz shirt. We have
Bailey christened it.
Number one.
Yes. So, what we'll do is
the only one we need.
I know, right?
In order to enter this contest, what you have to do is you have to go on iTunes, rate us 5 stars. Yeah, I'm going to make you rate us 5 stars. Rate us 5 stars. Comment below with, you know,
hey, how much you love me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leave your Twitter handle. And also, you have to follow the 4 of us and, of course, the cast. I'm sure you already do. And on Twitter, yeah. And then we will pick the person. We'll do a raffle, and we have this prize, the t-shirt, and then also a birthday card, which we'll have the cast sign, because everybody's got a birthday.
That's awesome.
And it's got some kitty cats on it. That's a pretty awesome birthday.
Cats.
And if you're allergic to cats, this is perfect. You can still hang out with some dancing cats.
Yeah. All right, so you guys tweeted us with some questions for Bailey. Roya's got those on hand, so let's get to those.
All right, you ready for this, Bailey? You ready? Mm-hmm. Can you handle it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
She looks like Lauren right there. She was like, try me.
From the Gay Women channel on YouTube, their question is, bang, marry, kill, Karma, Amy, Liam, a.k.a. Honey Dishface.
I hate this game. Ugh. Okay, wait. Name them again, I'm sorry.
Karma.
The show. Karma.
Amy.
Amy.
Liam, okay. a.k.a. Honey Dishface, as they call them.
I love them. Yeah!
I hear music. It's so hard. Amy's incest.
Only half, though. You're not legally by blood.
But I'm by blood.
Still weird.
You're in Texas.
So kill her.
Still weird.
Yeah, I would probably kill Amy, because she's my sister.
Oh. Yeah.
Get cozy with Karma.
Oh. And bang, bang, bang.
Mary Liam.
Oh, Mary.
Too far.
Oh.
Okay, what's the next one? What's the next one?
So from Samantha Millard, she says, how fun is it to be working with the hot Keith Powers?
Fun.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Yeah. How's that, like...
The height difference?
Yeah.
You can talk about it. It's okay.
Okay.
Sensitive topic.
Was it fun getting on his back for a piggyback piggyback ride?
It was actually difficult. It was like, how many takes are you going to do? It's really like I'm like working out right now. And he had to like get so low. I was like, I'm sorry, your poor knees. Yeah, I mean, he's really tall and I'm a leprechaun, so.
I love it.
But,
that's hilarious. So it's fun, though.
Yeah.
Nice. And then last one, by faking out, how do you feel about your character's development from season one and season two?
So good.
Ooh. Yeah?
Yeah. I like season two a lot for Lauren because I think her hard edges need to stay. Like, she's sassy and ambitious and determined. Mm-hmm. But I think seeing what makes her that way is really fascinating because I think that people have layers, you know? And so seeing her, like, what makes her that way, mm-hmm. but while she's still that way, is really cool.
Like onions.
Right.
Like an ogre.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Really beautiful ogre.
Ogre.
So are there going to be more episodes coming up soon that we kind of dive deeper into learning about your, well, Lauren's condition? Is,
oh, yeah.
And, okay.
Next week is a really big one for Lauren. Awesome. A real big one for Lauren. And a real big one for Amy.
Baby.
No croaking bush.
Bush. And then episode 9 and 10 are just like, because it's leading up to like the big episodes,
mm-hmm.
Bombs get dropped. Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Is there another question? Or
no, I'm out of questions, but okay. We do have some shout outs, though.
I'm so excited.
That Lauren is going to read for I'm sorry, Bailey's going to read for us.
I did that last time.
Yeah. The first one is Lauren Campbell. I love the name Lauren, and I love Campbell Soup. Brianna Hill is number two. Hey, Brianna. What's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
Eve Guevara.
Guevara.
I'm really sorry if I butchered your last name, but I like you. Taylor Cephas, once again, I'm really sorry if I butchered your last name, but yes. It's really cool. It looks like Cephas. Shyla Marshburn is the last one. Love that. I want a marshmallow.
Nice. Shyla Thank you Marshburn. So much.
I have a question. How do you feel about Lauren's wardrobe choices? And hair, the whole nine yards.
Well, it makes me feel better as a person because I wear sweats all the time. So at least at work, I look really cute. No, I think they're great. I think that she, like, is this really weird mix of trendy. She's got a little Southern in her, which I think they could slowly kick out because I'm not as into it. But she's a little Southern, a little preppy, a little trendy. I think it's fun.
Nice. Yeah. What other things are you working on right now?
Well, we just got renewed for our back half, and we start up in, I think, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I am
exciting.
Stuck on that.
Chilling, mm-hmm. not letting my hair dye mm-hmm. until right before, so it can be fresh for Lauren.
Right.
All you blondes know how important it is to do that sparingly.
Right. I got you.
And
last time you were here, you were engaged, and now you're
married. I know. The new last name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hitched. Young, got a new name.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wowza. Oh.
Now, is there any secrets in this episode that while you're filming that happened, like you mentioned with Lauren, or
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, with Amy and her little cape, Rita? Is there anything that happened on set?
Shush, shush. Oh, okay. So that group hang was all in one room. It was the longest scene we ever filmed. We were in there for like 2 days straight because it was just like a really long scene.
Mm-hmm.
And that food started to develop a smell. That smell. I have pictures of the cameramen like this. That smell was overpowering, and bugs started.
Oh, my gosh.
And was it like that when...
Sneak peek. No, you can't see it, but all of us were like, don't make me eat that. Like, it smelled like coleslaw, rotten egg.
But
it didn't at first. It's just because it sat out for a day.
But when Amy had to eat it, it
right.
wasn't
that was
gross,
the first day, right?
That was like a different plate because it was kale.
It wasn't the like replace it.
Well, they did, but I mean, it's in there for 2 days. They do a great job. It was just like food's not meant to be out for 15 hours, and they do. They bring it in. They do a great job, but food developed a smell.
Oh,
it was meant to look room. Really good,
good
not
right.
necessarily
be good,
taste mm-hmm. or be yeah.
correct
edible.
Wow,
edible.
Yeah,
nice.
You're a survivor.
I am.
Should we do the quick predictions before we have to go?
Yeah,
the quickest.
Request a prediction. Let's combine them together.
Bailey, you want to go first and like tell us what happens?
I predict Boyne takes over the school.
Oh, you predict what?
Boyne takes over the school.
I can see that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You looked at me when you said, "I'm like, that's not my name."
You special. Go first, Raya.
I think the secret's gonna drop.
About what secret?
Every secret. That's
all
my short
the secrets
response.
Are dropping.
Next episode?
Some secret will reveal itself.
Jeez, that's the most generic prediction.
I know, right? Jeez.
Oh, wait, are these next episode predictions? Or
yeah, next
just
episode.
Season? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I predict Duke is going to not give in to Shane, and he's going to stay closeted, and beyond next episode, they will eventually fizzle out. And I predict... I still think that Theo is, like, gay or something. I mean, maybe he's bi. Because he did seem like he enjoyed kissing Lauren. Mm-hmm.
I say reporter. I don't know.
Or reporter. Or it's Drew Barrymore.
It's Drew Barrymore. He has a bath guy.
Oh, gosh.
I kind of, I don't, with Theo, for
girl,
me, how like.
You me like that?
Ladies first.
We're talking about
no,
Theo.
Go ahead.
And you always steal mine anyway.
No, go ahead. Go ahead,
maybe sorry. He killed somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know. What
well,
it's
now
like
I'm starting
dark.
To think whatever it is more family related, because every time he has an excuse for something, he's like, oh, I was a preacher's son, or oh, my dad had sex with a dead person, or whatever it is. Like, it's always very family.
He's a very,
very
good writer.
Family. He's not a reporter. I really don't
he's
believe
not
that
a
one. What do you think of it, Bailey?
He is a master deflector.
He is.
Deflector. Master deflector.
All right, what's yours, Cortez?
I kind of think that Karma is going to be in a very bad bind between choosing Liam and trying to still be close friends with Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to actually choose Amy.
Like, wow. As a friend or as a sexual feelings?
Like both.
Okay. Even though... Do you think that...
I think she's going to want to try to be with Amy. Like... Even though she may not be like, okay, I'm a lesbian, I think she's going to want to try to be with Amy.
Do you think Karma's feelings are jealousy because she's seeing Amy with a new person and she's like,
first
oh, I wish
foremost,
that was me? Or do you think it's just her being protective over her friend?
I can say both, one. But definitely the first one.
Are you want me to tell you?
No, I don't want you to tell you. What do you think?
I know the answer is cheating.
You what?
I mean, I think it is a little bit being protective of a friend, but that's definitely more of a cover-up for the true thing, which right. is that she's jealous.
I think they're both scared of losing each other.
Aww. All right, Bailey, where can the people find you? Social media links, that's what
I'm on the AfterBuzz couch.
All right, she looks so comfortable.
You can find me on Twitter, at Bailey Buntane. But aww. When you click on it, it'll say Bailey DeYoung tricked you. And my Instagram is Bailey _DE_Young.
Yeah.
There we go.
Don't mind Cortez over here. Just,
hey, Roya. Yeah.
Hey, Sterling. That's my Twitter. How'd you know? Don't forget, guys, follow all four of us on Twitter to get a chance to win this prize. Mine is Hey Roy, that's HeyRoya, and it's also on Instagram. I'm so thrown by what's
going on. Cortez is having a photo shoot over here. Please follow
I'm
me.
I'm landing a plane.
I am on the Twitters and the Instagrams at the Kylie Hodges.
Oh, nice. Thanks. You can find me on all social media at Cortez G West. Make sure you also follow us on at AfterBuzz TV. Where can they find you, Sterling?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cave. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week.
AfterBuzz TV.
Yay! Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I sound just like him.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.